This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I didn't know Dez was going to catch it. Dez, who's a listener to the show, has the, well, that preacher would call it an ungodly laugh. And that's what not Dan Holden said. Dez's laugh is ungodly AF. That's not nice. Death by Sexy said. My favorite thing about Dez's laugh is that you get to find out if any ghosts or ghouls are hiding nearby because her laugh summons them. She definitely can't hide from you at parties. She says, what the? I walk away from the radio for 5 minutes. What the? And well, Dez, you needed to hear this preacher to talk about loud women. Okay. I think your laugh falls into that category, Dez. I'm pretty sure it does. I asked the question before we went to break, how many Astros are starters in the All-Star game? And the answer is zero. The answer is zero. Here's the deal. Michael Brantley might start. Trout's not playing, so maybe you move Teoscar Hernandez, who is a starter for no reason. He doesn't have the numbers close to Michael Brantley. He is hitting 302, so, oh well, that's great. Except Michael Brantley's hitting 340-something, whatever. Okay, so Teoscar should start ahead of Michael Brantley. Stop this madness, the hate for our Houston Astros. But maybe you move Teoscar to center and Uncle Mike starts in left in this one. So that's a possibility. That's a real possibility. Well, here's a pretty good question. So Ken Rosenthal wrote an article today that Major League Baseball has to stop Trevor Bauer from pitching on Sunday. Trevor Bauer is scheduled to start on Sunday, which usually means, and as many guys as he faces, he's faced more batters than anyone in the league this year. He also leads the league in strikeouts, games started, innings pitched. He's got a 2.59 earned run average. And he's got an 8-5 record. What they've done is they usually name the guy to the, if you're a starting pitcher on Sunday and you deserve to be an all-star, because there are bonuses that become involved, is they name you, but then they replace you, right? You don't pitch on Sunday and then pitch on Tuesday at the all-star game. I don't think that wouldn't be the case. You just can't do that. So, but here's the question is, do you even name Trevor Bauer to the All-Star team now? Ken Rosenthal is asking whether...
Man, that's tricky with what's hanging out there. How are you going to do that?
Rosenthal says Major League Baseball has to step in.
Are you going to screw him if it doesn't end up being like... this is why you have innocent until proven guilty.
And no, by the way, this is going to drag on for a long time. I don't know that you can take him out of the game right now and pay him for the rest of the time. This thing is going to take forever to be finalized. You're going to make him sit all that time? It is a DV issue, a domestic violence issue. It's salacious. It's not good. It's not a good headline for the league. But I don't know how you can possibly tell the guy you have to sit just because of an accusation. Well, not just because of an accusation, but because with the circumstances here, with what he has, the texts, but then her side of the story, but it's just wow. The whole thing is just wow. Of course, I don't know that it's good for the league, for Trevor Bauer, because you know what's going to happen is every news service is going to be talking about Trevor Bauer pitching with all of this hanging over his head, as opposed to Trevor Bauer is pitching, and what about baseball?
And Dave Roberts, his manager, was asked about it, and he said, hey, we can't. It's not in our hands whether he pitches or not. We don't have any recourse. The league hasn't stepped in. His next start is this day. So until we get word that he's not available, he's going to pitch. We don't have any other recourse.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're like, it just looks ugly. But he goes, I can't do anything. We don't have any instruction about how to handle this. And so he's going to make his start until told otherwise. And go out there and...
Unless baseball steps in.
They got to step in then. If the commission doesn't, Rob Manfred, you know, the swift acting man that he is, unless he steps in, what's Dave Roberts going to do? Suspend him for an allegation? I guess you can, but I don't think the Players Association is going to be like, we've asked this question about how the NFL Players Association will respond to what they see as undue punishment for Deshaun if they think that way, considering the allegations. How does the MLB Players Association do it? He's accused of some very violent acts. Are you going to step in if they feel like he's being punished unfairly, or are you going to look? We don't want to seem like we're siding with an alleged physical abuser and rapist.
This is an ugly situation for baseball. And you know, there's no one more mealy-mouthed than Rob Manfred, who I just love. I just love that he gets to make this decision
or not make
this decision. I mean, Rob Manfred is the Mark Emmert of baseball.
Just passing, pushing the can, kicking the can down the road, yeah. Hoping something happens.
Right. Let's scapegoat one team, one school, and let all of the other crap go on that we know is going on. But we certainly can't let Cleveland State get away with that.
Nah, he stepped it up a little bit. It's going to be Arizona State. At least they're Power Five.
Arizona State.
Of course, it took.
What about Arizona? What about LSU? What about?
Nah, we're gonna lead them.
We ain't touching them.
Isn't LSU in the SEC?
Yeah, but it's basketball. Will Wade.
Well, what about the Title IX stuff with Ed Orgeron?
Oh yeah. Well, nah, we're not gonna touch that.
It's SEC. Kerm?
Aren't you sure Miami of Ohio didn't do something?
Sure they did.
They did.
Someone had a list of the universities who have been most punished by the NCAA. And it turns out it's like Texas Arlington, who's had the most violations and most times they've been hit.
Of course they have.
So people think that's a joke when we go, we're going to punish Cleveland State. It's real. Hey, Texas Arlington, you guys are out of control. I'm sure your golf team did something that was untoward. So we're going to hit you. SEC? Yeah. Come on, Will Wade. The price of peas going up. He's quoted as saying that. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. LSU was like, try something. Bring it. NCAA was like, oh, you're actually going to force us to do something as opposed to just capitulating? And NCAA is, hey, I can coach. Whatever. I mean, this guy has been recorded talking about it, and he fought it. And they're like, hey, you're right. What are we going to do about it? That's how weak they are. Soft ass NCAA.
No, there was... So listening, and this made perfect sense. I don't think I brought this up yesterday. Paul Feinbaum, yesterday, they were talking about the NIL, and they asked, you know, what is the NCAA doing? How can they just do this and just sit on their hands and let all of this go on? And, oh, by the way, how is Mark Emmert, how did this dude keep his job? And Paul Feinbaum goes, it's easy. The five commissioners are running college sports. And they love Mark Emmert because Mark Emmert is so bad at his job that, and he just listens and doesn't do anything, sits on his hands. They don't want a guy in there
who's proactive.
Who's proactive and is going to make rules that they have to obey? No.
He is I say it all the time now. The NCAA is run by your favorite institution. They're run by the people who make decisions at your school. So Mark Emmert is the head of it, much like Roger Goodell is the head of the face of everything, but he is run by the owners. Mark Emmert's run by the power brokers at those schools, and if they tell him, hey, do this, he's going, okay. Sure, you're going to, because didn't he just get a contract extension?
He just got yes.
And you know why he got it?
$4 million a year.
Because they wanted him to get it.
They want him there because they can run all over him. That, and it's like, how in the world you think, how incompetent is this guy and how terrible, what a horrific organization. It's exactly what the Power Five conferences want. Someone who is scared to really do his job, to really police all of college athletics, to make rules, to do anything. They want someone as incompetent as Mark Emmert so they can run all, walk all over him. And that's how he keeps his job. If you're wondering how, you know what? Sometimes incompetence pays. it pays big for Mark Emmert.
As long as your incompetence is serving the right masters.
That's right. Your incompetence is making, is empowering the Power Five commissioners who really run everything. And Mark Emmert caught it last year when he canceled the NCAA tournament without saying anything. Maybe. Oh, he caught it.
Like, hey, Mark, I don't know if you've heard, but you talked to us first about everything.
Everything.
Do we have to make
that known again? You don't make decisions like that,
bro. Yeah. Mark, listen to Bill O'Brien.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Yeah,
come to us.
No, yeah. You don't make any decisions till you talk to us. How's that? You don't make any decisions, Mark Emmert, right?
Yeah. And now he's learned his lesson. So he's like, hey, Congress, you want to make NIL decisions? Because I can't. I've been told not to.
No, you aren't making any. You aren't making any decisions. Well, here's the thing, though, too. They start to limit whatever the players can make. And sure enough, did you see Oklahoma, though, had a list? Oklahoma has a list of stuff that players cannot endorse.
Yeah. Or be involved in to make money, correct?
Right.
So you had a suggestion for someone if they decided to, you know, use OnlyFans. Could they do that? Oh, not at Oklahoma.
At OU, you can't.
No.
No pornography. Although, is OnlyFans strict? Actually, they're getting out of the pornography business.
OnlyFans initially is what it sounds like. It was supposed to be something where celebrities could use it as a subscription service to add added content and give it to their fans, except like everything with tech, the internet, video, and now OnlyFans, porn got involved and go, those actors are like, wait a minute, I can actually just do stuff from the comfort of my own home with maybe my actual significant other, not some dude that I don't really know. And they're like, yeah. And guys will pay me for that? Yeah. So that's what they do. That's what OnlyFans became. And now... What, Lance? Oh.
Whoa.
Come on.
What the hell, Lance?
That's terrible what you said.
You said ugly stuff.
I didn't even say anything. You guys are trying to make me look bad.
No, you said some stuff that was ugly.
Hey, are the bathrooms working here yet?
It's after 8 o'clock. They should be.
Wow. All right. 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. I think you know it's about a minute 20 seconds away, minute 15 seconds away. Let's go. 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
You're... This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A couple of stories that we haven't gotten to. Felicia Rashad, it kind of has been, well, not kind of, she walked back her comments.
Oh, look at that. Amazing how that happens.
For those of you who didn't hear, when Bill Cosby was let go, out of prison, she said finally an injustice.
A miscarriage of justice
is
rectified.
She rights a wrong. And she caught it.
Yeah. All you have to say is,
excuse me.
You know he admitted to the act, one of the acts. It's just the...
Not a miscarriage of justice.
No, he got out because...
Actually, this is a miscarriage of justice, him getting out.
Yeah, she is... you know, there's an that Twitter thing where it's like, no one says it, and then someone else says something ridiculous, outlandish, and no one else would say it. This is what this is. No one is saying what she's saying. She's standing on one side of the issue pretty much by herself. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to tweet this. Despite the fact, didn't she the dean... At Howard?
Fine Arts.
At Howard or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the Dean of Fine Arts at Howard University. So, yeah, she caught it. Yeah, she.
What did she say in her response?
Oh, she said, that she is so pro-women victim. And, yeah, just stop. Stop. No, you're not. So, and then there's another legal issue here, Del. I don't get it. A female corrections officer in California, she got 7 months in prison and 2 years of probation because apparently she in a Fresno correctional facility, she was having relations with
the prisoners,
one of the prisoners. And then, like, she was having relations while, like, 11 other prisoners were watching. And she's an enthusiast, this one.
What do you mean? Why would you say that about her?
Because she cut a hole in her pants to make it easier.
Ooh, yeah. That is someone who is an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Not to mention she had an audience that she didn't mind, apparently.
Yeah.
How do you think that's not going to get out? You know, that's a fireable thing, right? She knows that, right? And you're committing that act in front of other people?
Well, she kicked it up a notch. She was also giving him cell phones, razors. Apparently, she brought drugs in for him. She was enthusiastic about this inmate, I think. As a matter of fact, that she was still calling him after she got found out and was arrested, and she was still looking for some.
You can't fight love, John. Love conquers all.
Well, I mean, when you got 11 other guys watching, that's time. Now, the unfortunate part is she's kind of hot.
It's always, what does she look like for you, isn't it?
Right. At 7 months, she's going to be on out of commission now?
What? What do you care?
No, I don't really care about it. I mean, I'm just saying. I just feel bad for her.
You feel bad for her because she... did something wrong and she's paying for it?
Well, I mean, you're wrong. Other people not wrong.
Just it's against the rules, right? To have sex with the prisoner?
Yeah, and to bring him razors and cell phones and drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if you want to be technical.
Well, her whole job is about enforcing the rules. Right. And if she's breaking them, I don't know. I don't feel that bad for her.
Yeah, I just
you don't like it because... you have seen her from, I don't know, only chest up, and you think, hey, that's an attractive woman. And you've seen her face, so you think that's an attractive woman.
That's
she shouldn't suffer any consequences?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What do you... It's not like you have... You're in a very loving, committed relationship with a...
No, I don't care.
So why do you care if an attractive woman goes to jail?
No, I don't care. I just don't like the injustice of it all.
You think this is a miscarriage of justice too, Felicia Rashad?
Just saying.
What if she weighed, maybe let's not use weight. What if she was less attractive? What would you feel? Would it still be a miscarriage? Or would it be luck?
It's hard to say.
Hey, hey, you did the crime, do the time.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say right now. I don't deal in hypotheticals.
This whole show is about hypotheticals. We deal in hypotheticals all the time.
I don't deal in hypotheticals, okay? So there's that. Here's another crime story, Dell. The Tour de France woman, the sign lady, apparently they found her, arrested her, pressed charges, and then dropped them.
They're the French.
Are you surprised by their inability to follow through?
They soft.
I asked what was the actual crime she committed. So why did they drop the charges?
Well, apparently the charges against her, the charges were inadvertently she created a dangerous situation. Inadvertently, but she did it.
Yes.
It happened.
It's on television.
Involuntary causing injury. And she faced more than $1,700 in fines.
And they dropped all of that.
They dropped it all. She reportedly fled the country after causing the accident. But
she turned herself in.
She turned herself in.
But it looks like no charges.
Yeah.
21 cyclists were injured, including a four-time champion.
And the leader, right? He was leading at the time.
Well,
it was early.
It was early. I think they were just starting that particular leg of the tour, and she stuck that sign out and took 21 of them out. 30-year-old. What if she was attractive, John? Do you think the French would have been right to let her get away with it?
And I mean, I don't know. You got to be your own judge on those kind of things. You got to have your own morality on that.
Well, we heard you previously. Attractiveness played a big part in your feelings about the corrections officer. I imagine if this woman,
But I think we've seen her, right? Yeah, we saw her.
I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, I don't think she should have gotten away with it.
Because it's wrong, right?
Because it's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
What she did was wrong.
I'm going to ask you a question here.
Are you, though?
Yes,
are you
I
an
am.
Ally?
No. I am.
Okay. You seem like one.
I am. See, judging I the, seem like it. It's
judging the merits of someone by their attractiveness. You seem like an ally.
I'd be a good judge for attractive people.
Yeah. Oh, this judge is really good.
Now,
what if you're the lawyer? You have to explain to your client. It's going to be a rough one for you. Why?
Hey, look.
Have
good.
You seen yourself in the mirror? Destroy you.
I hate to say this, but you got no shot in this one with this judge. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I want to talk right now. Thanks to once again to Michael at Peeps Fine Meats. I'm going to go run over there, get some burgers after, and cook them up on the grill this afternoon. Have us a little. It's a holiday weekend. These burgers, I'm telling you, these burgers are second to none. Pete's Fine Meats, he's got steaks, he's got chickens, he's got ribs, he's got everything. And that's all I keep talking about is the burgers because it's the best burger I've ever had. So you're looking for that. Tell Michael you want the three different kinds of meats that he puts into this thing. It's awesome. Unbelievable. Anyway, we appreciate you, Michael. It's on Richmond, right by Chimney Rock. You're looking for a great place to get your meat, Pete's Fine Meats. I want to talk right now, though. This is about hoops. And the hoops sporting goal is the best goal. It's not even arguable. Keith Tate does a better job than anybody else. They're nice goals in the box stores. That's fine and good. And you got the stance. And then it's like a sandbox at the bottom, the weight that holds it in place. Yeah, okay, you have fun with that. First of all, get it home. Secondly, put it up yourself. That's great. How about this? How about screwed into the ground with cement, with concrete, into the ground so it never moves? The installation, second to none. It is the best. It's not even. It's unbelievable how good they are at the installation. But the goal itself, unrustable stanchion, the tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, it is the best goal, and it raises and lowers. You're looking for the best goal, period, exclamation point, not arguable. Then you got to go to produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. It is simply the best goal. And you will love it. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting event and award ceremony. Come celebrate all the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and general admission tickets now at culturemap.com/TM. That's culturemap.com/TM. July 22nd at Silver Street Studios.
All right. Yeah, it's a great event. If you've never been there, you need to go. It is so much fun. So many restaurants, so many tasting stations, so many. It's just great. It's a huge place. Great place.
Yeah, you have people from, you know, the restaurant industry. And you'll just, look, I've been there for an event. I think it might have, that particular Silver Street. And I've been there for Tastemakers, I think, once. You'll see a crowd that you might like,
mm-hmm.
if you are a single individual. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying. That's all he said. You didn't even talk about our women beating Mexico, El Tri.
Why? It's like talking about the U.S. beating Angola in basketball. We kick Mexico's ass on the women's side. It's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. I think they haven't lost in 43 straight matches. That's cool. But El Tri in soccer, man. Spit on them.
Whoa!
In women's soccer?
Spitting on Mexican women.
I said El Tri, the team in soccer. It's like my champion, Bill. It's very small. I don't care.
Racist.
It's not racist. I'm just telling you the truth. It's like Alabama playing Campbell in football. Whatever. Oh, it's that.
You're comparing women's. I don't know how good they are.
Yeah, you don't know. Bad? I can say whatever I want. You don't know.
I have no idea.
It's that SEC week between one SEC week and then they have the rivalry week. Yeah. Don't say Troy. They beat LSU. But yeah. Oh, so the Citadel's in town? Peh. That's what El Tri and women's soccer is.
I'm not even going.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I'm saving my money for Auburn week.
Yeah, so anything happened besides Serena getting hurt at Wimbledon? Does anybody care?
No, it's Wimbledon. It's tennis. Yeah. I mean, the one guy who will care is coming up next, and he probably doesn't care until the semifinals. Like, Charlie would care, but he probably won't even take notice until the semis.
No. No one cares. Like that. Why is everybody slipping and falling down and getting hurt?
I don't know. I mean, it's just grass.
Clean it up. Clean it up, Wimbledon. Grow some. Put some stickum on your grass. Everybody's sliding around. All right? Can't have. Serena's out. So good luck. Good luck with any ratings for your little tournament.
Hey, I thought we didn't care about ratings because we're sports fans.
But it's tennis. They got to care about that. They got to care about star power.
That's true. But it's America. We're talking tennis. We don't care.
Speaking of barbecue, Del, last segment we gave away the Michael, the Pete's Fine Meats pack. And the list is out for the 10 best barbecue cities in America. Where do you think Houston rates?
10 best barbecue cities. Considering the Houston bias that people have against the city, I'm going to say we wound up 6th.
3rd.
Okay. Look at that.
Listen, I grew up in Chicago. Chicago's 2nd. I grew up in Chicago. I don't ever remember ever seeing a barbecue place. I don't ever. That's not a barbecue city.
I would never think that it would be. What's
Kansas City we know about. It's overrated.
We know.
It's okay. You're overrated, Kansas City. Stop already with your barbecue and how great you are. Stop. Although there are a couple of Springfield, Missouri, got a couple of really good barbecue places. Okay. I mean, really good. Chicago 2nd, Houston 3rd, Cincinnati Memphis should be higher,
mm-hmm.
right? Memphis barbecue, Louisville, St. Louis. Okay, I get it. New York.
What is
F out of here,
New
York?
Every time we see something about somebody in New York talking about barbecue, it looks like the driest thing I've ever seen. Like, they'll put that plate up and, like, New York barbecue, and everyone in Texas is like, ill. That's dry gross. And disgusting. It all gray. What are they talking about?
That's gross, New York.
I have what is the great New York barbecue? Every time there's a trip for our dearly departed, it was a big thing for him. He would want to get suggestions. No one ever told when you guys went to New York. Did everyone go? There's a great barbecue place you need to go to.
I gotta get barbecue in New York.
What? Some who wrote that?
Some idiot.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I don't know who wrote it. It's just dumb. It's just a study. It was a study, Del.
A study?
Yeah.
From some dumb Yankees?
Yeah. Chicago, New York.
It should be.
St. Louis, Overland Park, Kansas. Stop. Put Memphis up where it belongs.
If you're above the.
Houston up at the top.
If you would have worn Union clothes and that certain thing that, you know, divided the country, I don't want to hear about you in barbecue.
Mm.
If you would have worn blue in that little event we had a couple hundred years ago, I don't want to hear barbecue from you. Sorry. I don't believe it. You think I'm going to trust some Brooklynite to make barbecue?
Hells no. Hells no. Sha'Carri Richardson has spoken. It's kind of stupid. She's out of the 100-meter sprint. She's correct. Pretty fast too now.
Yes, she would have. She's only 21. I think she goes to LSU. She's a future star,
and she is banned for a month because she had a chemical found. They tested a chemical found in marijuana in her system. Now she's got to be an enthusiast if she's smoking weed, girl.
Particularly when testing for this stuff.
They know they're testing. Can't you just lay off for a couple months?
She was America's fastest woman. She was going to be someone, you know, NBC was going to put a lot of focus on. You know, you got the human interest story with her mom dying. She's 21. She's got the bright hair. You know, NBC was going to lean into her as the 21-year-old fastest woman in America, see if she can go win a gold medal, and that goes away. You think NBC would have called the U.S. Olympic Committee or whatever they're called and go, hey, what are you doing? We're trying to put on a show here, a TV show here. You're getting rid of one of our main players.
Yeah, right.
Hey, NBC should have stepped in, guys. Don't take her out of the 100-meter. She'll be able to compete in the relay, which is a big deal, too. But
the 100-meter.
But the prime event, the thing you can base an entire night on, it's gone.
That's she said this. She talked to the Today Show. It helped her cope with the recent death of her grandmother.
Yeah, I said her mom, her grandma.
Her grandma. I was definitely triggered and blinded by emotions, blinded by badness and hurting and hiding hurt. I know I can't hide myself, so in some type of way, I was trying to hide my pain. I'm not judging. All I'm saying is
I wish she had found another way because she was set to become
a huge star.
A huge star, yeah. And unfortunately, this will follow her. She will get to compete, but she had a chance to, you know, become one of those people who winds up on a Wheaties box if you win a gold medal.
Yeah, and I mean, she is lightning. Holy crap. She beat, in the trials, she blew away the field. Are we still going to win? I wonder if we still win gold.
In the 100?
Yeah.
I don't know who would be next up if there's an American on that list who still would win. I don't know. Because, you know, we don't follow this stuff until the day of, pretty much, when it comes to Olympic sports.
Yeah. 1037 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Headlines from yesterday. Astros win 7-2. Altuve with the grand slam. Yordan and Michael Brantley also homered in that one. It was a rough start for our guy, Fromber, but he was able to pull it together and go seven innings. That dude just throws seven innings. It's what he does.
You know how I know it was a rough start? Because there's a text in the group chat from someone going, WTF, What is going on? He sucks too?
Fromber sucks now too?
Yeah. And then Fromber's like, hold on.
Nah.
Let me get back to who I am. Don't worry about me. And he was just fine.
But he had a rough, it was rough watching early on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, not Fromber too.
How many pitches through two?
I don't know. He had 40, it's like 40 pitches in the second inning, I think.
And then he only had 67 the rest of the way.
Yeah. Like 107 pitches. Whatever the number was, it was in that neighborhood. But it was a lot in that first inning. Holy cow. It was another like Luis Garcia start, only better. I mean, he did give up. He gave up a run in the second, and he gave up a run in the third, and then the Astros were able to come up with run. But hey, the way that they've been hitting,
that's a little scary.
It was like, oh my God, you gave up three runs? Holy crap!
Yeah, because even the way they
gave up two runs, it's like an insurmountable lead.
Yeah, because the way they had been hitting, even if they did scrap, even if he did hold him down, he was eventually going to leave. And then when you think the Astros could, scratch something together, the bullpen would give up a couple. So everything came together. He stayed in it, and the Astros bats got going. Jordan hit a home run. Altuve hit the grand slam. And you could breathe again a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That second inning, walk, single, and then wild pitch scores the run. Strikeout, walk, strikeout swinging, and then a ground out and fielder's choice. Man, it was like took forever. And then the next inning, strikeout, double, line out, strikeout. It was like, oh my God, 2-0. This is insurmountable. But they were able to overcome that and actually... Jose Altuve. Did Altuve save the season?
That's the question I asked. Did it feel like the season was coming apart at the seams, John? And did Altuve save it for you?
He really did.
Have everyone relax a little bit and go, we'll be okay. Our guys are still our guys. That was ugly. Losing five out of six at the end of the day, or was it four out of five?
They had lost four straight, five out of six.
Yeah, it was ugly. But they found a way last night. Hopefully that gets them going. The guys relax a little bit and start swinging the bats in big situations better. Get back to dominating. Still, a game and a half? The A's lost, so they're a game and a half up.
Thank you, Rangers.
Yeah.
How about them Rangers stepping up? Those little fellas.
Hey, you guys, that was nice of you.
A nice little team.
Pat them on the top of the head.
Yeah. I mean, that was nice. Thank you, little fellas. You little Rangers. Love that. All right, 10:41 ESPN 97.5. We're going to finish up the week strong. I'm taking Tuesday. We don't have a show Monday because of the holiday, and I'll be taking Tuesday as well. So
all of next
this will be my last segment for a while.
Yeah, all of next week's going to be a little different. AJ's going to do a morning shift.
AJ's going to do a shift with me in the morning. Lance is going to move to the afternoon for one day, the 8th.
Is AJ's, that's his way of saying goodbye to our particular audience?
No, he has to coach baseball in the afternoon.
Oh, I thought he was just saying, hey, guys.
No, it's not. No,
saying goodbye to everybody.
He didn't want to say goodbye. He didn't even want to be here. He said, oh, I got to work. Okay, can I switch? Can we please switch? Yeah. Why don't you just take vacation, AJ?
Yeah, what's the matter? You're not going to be here. Who's going to miss you? You're gone anyway.
Nobody.
So instead of just saying, you know what? I got to coach my kid what day was a Wednesday?
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday in the middle of the... What's so special that he has to be here for?
If you don't want to work on this on July 8th, then you don't want to be in this business.
That's Labor Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind. 10:42, News of the Weird. You're coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, this is our last segment here. And then the holiday weekend. Everybody, hope you all have a safe weekend. Go to Pete's Fine Meat. Pick up all kinds of great meat for your barbecue outside. And let's go. News of the Weird, Dale. So a Maine man was arrested, and he had a $200 bail. Unfortunately, he tried to pay his $200 bail with counterfeit money. Thus, just now improving the charges against him.
So $200 would have ended this ordeal for him. And he used counterfeit money. So now, what are the charges? Do they give you what the charges are now?
Well, now it's a forgery charge.
That seems like it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet about, not particularly this, but using counterfeit money. Someone was like, don't check if I'm using counterfeit money at the Dollar General. Because if I did have counterfeit money, I'd be spending it someplace more expensive.
Yeah, right. They look at...
like, well, I wouldn't be here if I had fake money.
No, trust me. I'm going to Louis Vuitton, okay? Yeah, or, not Dollar General.
Or an upgrade to the Dollar General. The CVS is right. I would go to CVS.
Walmart.
Yeah, something.
Rafael Woloski is in a little bit of trouble. He was arrested on felony charges trying to burglarize homes in the Vero Beach neighborhood. He lives with his parents. Carrying a small knife, apprehended by cops after a 911 call reported that a male had entered her home through a broken window. He says, I'm burglarizing homes to get money to pay for college.
What?
So now you got to give it up a little bit for him. I mean, he's trying to go to college to better his life.
But he's
burglarizing homes to pay for the college to better his life.
You can't say that he's not motivated.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's using it on drugs or guns or he's using it to try to better his mind.
Is this one of those things like when you steal bread because you're starving?
It's a little different.
You don't think it's the same? Little,
it's not Jean-Paul. Jean-Paul.
You think there should be some sympathy for him, though?
Well, I think there might be a GoFundMe page for him. Hey, kid wants to go to college.
Did he use a weapon? Did you say he used a weapon?
Yeah, he had a little knife.
Yeah, okay.
He broke a window, apparently. He also claimed that the devil kept tempting him to steal. I don't know. Just go with that. I want to go to college.
Yeah, don't invoke the devil.
The devil.
People are going to take you less seriously. Although the devil exists, but people don't like to hear that when you commit a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't want to. They want to just tell the truth. I want to go to college. Okay.
Except that you made a mistake, but you did it for the right reasons, I guess. I guess you could respond with, do you have a job, sir? Have you tried that route? I know college is very expensive, but do we know that he was working or did he just default to stealing?
He just said, F it. I'm just going to steal.
F it.
So there is the OnlyFans stuff, Dell. I'm telling you, it's a real industry out there. It's a $1 billion industry, right?
Yeah, it's people sitting in their homes making porn.
Unfortunately for Amy Cupps, KUPPS.
Is Cupps her real name?
OnlyFans model Amy Cupps from Charlotte, North Carolina. She said her husband encouraged her to start up a profile on the site to make money on the side. Unfortunately, and she made nearly $150,000. Unfortunately, she was also a school teacher. And after her marriage broke down, I don't know why people think, is OnlyFans really going to hurt my marriage? The answer is probably yes. You know, you're doing stuff on the internet. When
but are
you're
you
married.
Doing it with your partner?
I don't know, or she's just doing it by herself or whatever. Apparently, her husband outed her. And now she lost her job as a school teacher.
So this guy convinced her to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
The marriage broke apart, and his response to, you know, the thing he prompted her to do was to snitch on her?
Yeah, he's a snitch, too.
Trash.
Not only was he watching her do stuff, while other guys watching his wife do stuff, and he's a snitch on top of it.
You would think you'd have
no respect for him.
No, you think you have some self-awareness to know that the prospect of your wife being seen by, I don't know, she's making all that money, a lot of men doing stuff and being naked would affect you in a way that maybe you don't suggest it.
Yeah.
It's a lack of self-awareness.
Mm.
He goes, it's quick money. Yeah, but you know how she's making it, right? Maybe not tell her to do it, since you since you're so weak-willed.
Yeah. You know who Chris Hansen is, right?
The yeah. Come you know you were texting what you thought was a 14-year-old girl, right?
Right.
Turns out she was a police officer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Well, apparently the hunter has become the hunted. He's, there's an arrest warrant out for his, for him. Apparently, he failed to appear in a court in a Michigan court.
What did what crime did he
I found the
commit?
Judge. I'm like, listen, because if Chris Hansen starts, if Chris Hansen's pissed off at you, okay, you're in a bad place. Found the judge. I'm like, ah, just let him go. He's Chris Hansen.
What if you don't have anything to hide as a judge?
Yeah, he probably does. He's a judge.
What
judges
what?
Do stuff? Yeah. Yeah.
That's just Chicago coming out right there.
Okay, there's plenty of crooked judges, okay? Chris Hansen's going to find out about you, Judge, just so you know. A 59-year-old dental hygienist.
Did you know why he was supposed to appear in court and he missed it? He was supposed to appear in a county courtroom in connection to a sting operation he assisted authorities with that led to the arrest of three men who sought out to meet with underage girls. So it wasn't like he committed a crime and he missed court.
He was supposed to be there.
He's supposed to be there for, you know, helping out and talking about it, I guess.
I'd still let him go. I don't want Chris Hansen pissed at me. That's all I know. A 59-year-old dental hygienist. She is a mom, and apparently her son was recruiting her to join
Only
New
fans?
Zealand's largest illegal drug syndicate.
I was going with OnlyFans.
No, not OnlyFans. Apparently now she has been ordered to serve 11 years and 6 months in prison. She said she just wanted to spend more time with her kid, so she was going to join the cartel.
That's like right out of a stupid TV show.
It really is, except it's real.
And did her son get caught too, or is only her?
I don't know. I'd have to read the whole story. I don't care. I know is that I like her. She wants to spend more time with her kids. She's a mom.
We need to ask the question. Maybe the son put his mom away to avoid jail time himself.
Could be.
Did he snitch on her to get her out of the way? We don't know.
The snitches today.
I have more respect for the dude who put his mom in jail than the dude.
Said, yeah,
I'm gonna do OnlyFans, then I'm gonna break with you because I don't like it, and then tell the school.
Yeah,
nah,
no respect. There's a man who accidentally set his house on fire by cooking steak in his toaster. Dell,
is that a bad idea?
It's a really bad idea since it burned down the house.
Let me ask you something, John. I mean, you wouldn't classify you as dumb. I don't know if you're a genius, but you're of reasonable intelligence. How dumb do you have to be to cook a steak in your toaster?
Pretty stupid.
Because there's no way it's going to come out right. So you're not going to enjoy it.
There's all that grease, and I don't know if you heard, steaks have a lot of... If it was a ribeye, I mean, probably went immediately up in flames.
What is... You got to be dumb.
Well... Apparently, he's pissed because the insurance company only gave him $418,000 for his home, which was the maximum amount that could be paid under the couple's policy. But he said, it's not enough.
The insurance company should say, there's a level of dumbness that we won't cover.
I don't think I should give you a $418,000 check for anything because you're too stupid to carry it, to have
it. I'm not sure you can cash a check. You're that dumb.
That's how dumb you are.
He burnt down his home because he put... So it's got to be a nice... relatively, it depends on the area. But if it's in a reasonable area, it's a pretty good home, nice size home. And you burnt it down because you put... Maybe the wife's the earner.
I hope so. I hope so. Good news, Dale. Google and Microsoft have agreed to start suing each other again.
Why did they take some time off?
Well, they
have
been taking 5 years off. They signed a 5-year agreement, and then they said... No, we'll just sue each other.
There's some judge, you know, maybe a corrupt one, as you would say, who say, guys, enough. You guys are in here every week. I'm going to need you to sign an agreement. They did it. Now that it's over. I wonder what, well, I guess they have some proprietary stuff they probably are suing each other over.
Yeah. Good news for Oregonians. They're allowed to pump their own gas for 2 days.
That wasn't happening before?
They can't. It's illegal to pump your own gas in Oregon. You're too stupid.
What?
I don't know.
This is one of the times where I really wish you would read the story. How could it be illegal to pump your own gas?
It's because you have to have... The fire marshal has suspended the state's ban on self-service gas stations, which will help protect gas station clerks from the heat.
Oh, so everything was full serve?
Everything is full serve in Oregon. People are too stupid are in Oregon to pump their own gas.
When's the last time you've been to a gas station that was full serve?
I haven't seen one in how long?
When I was a kid in California,
always
they had the prices full serve or self serve. Yeah. No one ever went because it was like a dollar more to do it. At the time, I haven't seen a full serve gas station since I could drive.
Remember that little hat, that little McDonald's training hat that they would wear?
The 50s or whenever.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
It's all you can get in Oregon. You can't pump your own gas.
That's
except
crazy.
Now you got 2 days that you can't because it's so hot.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice
to protect the people who work there.
Yeah, yeah. Way to go, Oregon. But you're too stupid. What do you bet? That there's going to be videos of idiots that don't know how to pump their own gas.
Is it possible that there's an entire generation of drivers who don't know how to pump their gas in that state?
Yes. Yes.
That's why Dame Lillard wants to leave.
I want to leave too. And I'm going to be back on Wednesday, everybody. Y'all have a great and safe 4th of July weekend. They'll talk to you on Tuesday. I'll talk to you Wednesday.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports.